Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm out of town at the moment, I'm at Leeuwenbosch-Fontein and this is out in the Karoo, near the Karoo Valley. And here I'm talking to people who've set up an observatory, they've built their own public observatory which you too can visit, and it's called Leeuwenbosch-Fontein Observatory and it's by a very beautiful campsite. And so I'm here with two of the founders, Eddie and Willem. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Hello.
And good afternoon, Willem.
Hello.
So now, what was your motivation for building an observatory right here in this beautiful setting?
One of the partners offered a 16-inch telescope and went to the farmer, could he put the telescope up here? And he says yes. So within a month, the foundations of the observatory was here. And from there on, we built on from month to month until we've got a setup now.
And this is about 2 years later now, where you've got a room built with telescopes inside and you've got another little observatory with a telescope in. Willem, do you want to describe the setting for us? Describe what you can see here.
So we're in this beautiful valley at the Leeuwenbosch-Fontein farm. You can see quite far mountains in the distance. We're up on a hill about a kilometer from the farm itself, so there's no light pollution, it's very dark. We just sometimes just sit here on the chair and just gaze at the stars and look at the Milky Way. So we've got a storeroom where we keep our equipment, and the 16-inch telescope is dragged out every night when we are here, 2 weekends a month. And we just look at the wonders of the universe.
So now a 16-inch, so you measure a telescope by its main mirror. So 16 inches is the diameter of a main mirror. And that's big, by the way, for an amateur telescope. Now what we've got here is this kind of enclosed space with a wall all the way around to keep the wind out. It's a large space. How many meters across is it?
About 25, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And people come here on Saturdays when there's astronomers here, and they come here and they get a talk and then they get to look through the telescopes. And this happens how many times a month, Eddie?
Twice a month. The closest to no moon or new moon, and the closest to the third quarter moon. Because that's when the moon sets. With no moon, we have the whole night. But with three-quarter moon, at least we've got about 6 hours of observation, dark observation.
Beautiful. So if people want a real treat, you can come out to Leeuwenbosch-Fontein Observatory and you can stay nearby. And you can come up here and people like Eddie and Willem will show you the beautiful wonders of the night sky. So tell me, Willem, what were you looking at last night?
There's a few galaxies up, so the Sculptor Galaxy is right above your head, so that's something beautiful to see. The Andromeda Galaxy is the furthest thing that you can see with your naked eye. There's TAC 47, a globular cluster with a few million stars living together. That's quite spectacular to see. Jupiter and Saturn are up, the two planets. Saturn always is always a wow at the telescope when somebody looks at Saturn for the first time.
And of course, the Venus, which is in phase at the moment, like the Moon. So you look at Venus and it looks like a crescent. That's nice, eh?
Yeah, so Venus is off at the moment. And many people ask, what are they looking at? It looks like the Moon. So yes, through the telescope, it looks like the Moon with its phase.
So thank you very much, Willem and Eddie, for telling Fine Music Radio listeners about this marvellous place. And I'm looking forward to coming back already. If you're interested in visiting the Leeuwenbosch-Fontein Observatory, details can be found on the good old internet or from the podcast write-up on the FMR website. And that it's owned by a group of individuals, including our very own John Richards of Being Green. I hope to see you there one of these fine nights. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us cloud-free, clear, Karoo beautiful night skies.